In this video, I want to explain a very important part of ordained ministry and chaplain practice. Confidentiality is real, but it is not unlimited. If you are an ordained leader, including a chaplain, people may tell you deeply personal things. They may assume that everything they say will always stay private. Often, chaplains should protect privacy carefully. But there are also situations where safety, abuse, or the law may require action. In many places around the world, that includes concerns involving child abuse, abuse of vulnerable persons, threats of serious harm, or suicidal danger. The exact rules vary by country, state, province, and ministry setting, so chaplains should always learn the local law and the policies of the church, institution, or agency they serve under. Let me say the global principle simply. A typical ordained leader should think this way. I will protect privacy wherever I responsibly can. But if a child is being abused, a vulnerable person is in danger, someone is at serious risk of self-harm, or someone may seriously harm another person, I may need to report, escalate, or seek emergency help. That is not betrayal. That is part of responsible ministry. For child abuse, U.S. law is especially important to understand because it is not one single national clergy rule. Child abuse reporting laws are mainly made at the state level. Child Welfare Information Gateway explains that many states require clergy to report suspected child abuse or neglect, and the rules about clergy privilege or penitential communication differ by state. Some states require reporting broadly, some recognize limited clergy-penitent exceptions, and some statutes say privilege does not excuse failure to report in many situations. So in the United States, a chaplain should never casually assume, because I am clergy, I never have to report. That is not safe. The wiser practice is, know your state law, know your employer or ministry policy, and when in doubt, seek immediate supervisory or legal guidance. Now let's talk about suicide and immediate danger. In the United States, if a person is in immediate danger, emergency action may be necessary. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline says people can call or text 988 for crisis support, and it urges calling 911 when someone is in immediate harm or danger. Its materials also explain that when serious safety concerns are present, follow-up or emergency outreach may occur. So, what does confidentiality usually mean in the United States? In everyday ministry language, confidentiality usually means this: you do not share private information casually, publicly, or unnecessarily. You protect dignity. You do not gossip. You do not turn a care conversation into a ministry story. You share only on a true need-to-know basis and only within policy and law. In healthcare settings, HIPAA applies to covered entities such as hospitals and providers, not automatically to every chaplain in every setting, but hospital chaplains must still follow the privacy rules and institutional policies of the setting where they serve. HHS explains that hospitals may share limited directory information with clergy only under HIPAA's conditions, such as when the patient has been informed and does not object. That means confidentiality does not usually mean nothing can ever be disclosed under any circumstance. And it does not mean I can share details with anyone in ministry because my motives are good. A wiser chaplain says, I will guard privacy carefully. I will disclose only when law, policy, supervision, or immediate safety requires it. What should you do in practice? Learn your local laws. Learn your ministry or institutional policies. Tell people honestly that confidentiality has limits where abuse, imminent danger, or mandatory reporting laws apply. Do not promise absolute secrecy. And in high-risk situations, act quickly and responsibly. Protecting dignity and protecting life often belong together, and wise ordained ministry knows how to honor both.